Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, I got a social etiquette question for you guys. I'm going to readily admit that I did something wrong, okay? Like, out the gate, I did something that I never do. Like, 99% of the time, I make sure to ask this question. I didn't this time. However, I still think there's a social etiquette question here that needs to be asked. And it all has to do with bringing your dog out in public. I have three dogs. They're rescue dogs. They're all jacked up in their own special ways. So I don't take them out in public, okay? Bart takes them on walks, and they stay at the house. We don't do, like, dog parks. We don't do public spaces because we don't.
They're just freaked out, so they would just be sheepish, but
I think Leroy, my old man, would be fine. And I think Willie would be good, but he's so big. He's 120 pounds, mm-hmm. and he's just got these long legs. I think he would freak people out. And Boone, my Bernese Mountain Dog Rescue, was part of a puppy mill situation and was abused, and he's got mad anxiety. So no, I would not take him out in public. But there I was on a patio. It was a beautiful day yesterday, sitting on a patio, having my cappuccino, doing a little work on my computer. And this restaurant that I'm at was, I mean, it's packed. It's like, it's early midday, tons of people there, kids, babies, whatnot. And the three women come in with a dog. And there were other dogs on the patio. Like, this is a dog-friendly patio, right? And a dog comes in. And another dog gets a little territorial because it was protecting the baby, which was really, really cute. But this other dog comes in, and it was an older dog. It looked like it had like a little bit of a golden retriever mix in with it, right? And, you know, looked super friendly. So they come in, and they sit right next to me, right? And again, I readily admit what I did was wrong, and you should not do this. And I normally don't do it. But I put my hand down for the dog to sniff because I was going to pet the dog. You should always ask the owner, hey, is it okay if I pet your dog?
If you like your fingers.
Yes. And she immediately, she goes, oh, no. Don't do that. He bites. And I go, oh, okay. I'm like, my apologies. I am so sorry. And then she goes on to tell me that this dog is a biter.
It's aggressive.
Yes. And I'm like, all right, absolutely. I will respect the dog space. But then I started thinking, if you know your dog bites people, do you take your dog out into a public crowded place like that? Now, granted, I should never have put my hand down for the dog to sniff in an attempt to pet the dog. I was in the wrong there, and I own that. Mm-hmm. But if you take that out, should you even put your dog in a position where they could potentially bite somebody? Because again, it's not like they were just walking down a sidewalk. Like, they're not like in a park or something like that. We are in a very crowded cafe with a lot of people, mm-hmm. and kids, and they know that their dog is a biter and has obviously bit people before.
So I've never had a dog that has been aggressive towards people. My English bulldog got attacked by dogs, and after that, he was always aggressive towards dogs. Like, you ain't gonna get me, I'm gonna get you first. Mm-hmm. So I've never been in this position before. However, I have seen people out in public and in restaurants with their dogs that have muzzles on their face. And if that's the case, then that is indicating to me that that is an aggressive dog. So they want their dog to be out in public, but it's also telling me, like, stay away. I think if I had an aggressive dog, that's... I wouldn't even take it out in public like that, to be honest with you.
No, I wouldn't.
And I wouldn't either. And I'm just like, again, I admit I was wrong for putting my hand down, and I should have asked, and I should have clarified and gotten permission to even attempt to pet the dog. But if I, like, I know my dog's, you know, personalities, and this is on us as owners. Like, it's your responsibility to make sure that your dog is can be around others or around people. And if they can't, they can't. And then you just, you know, you live your life a certain way. But I couldn't help, as I was sitting there, and I didn't feel like unsafe or anything like that. I wasn't like being, and I never said anything to them, but it just got me wondering, as a pet owner, if you have an aggressive dog that has bit people before, should you take them out in public?
So I've only had family dogs. I've never owned a dog myself, so I don't really know dog etiquette per se, but I do wonder, like, if if you do have an aggressive dog and you keep your dog leashed up into yourself and you don't allow your dog to, I guess, necessarily be in a position to attack anyone else, what is that person really doing wrong? Mm.
But this is, I mean, that dog had to, like, they were in the corner of the cafe walking in between tables and in between people to get there. We weren't, like, we were very, very close proximity.
Okay.
I have two theories. The first is that maybe the dog isn't aggressive. Maybe he just kind of nips at people, like, once they start going in for the pet.
Yeah.
And she's just like, I just want to play it safe. The other theory I have is a little bit, I don't know if weird is the right word, but I've always wondered how dog owners feel when they take their dog out in public and they're just trying to let their dog enjoy the nature and getting to socialize. And you have all these strangers coming up on the dogs and like petting them, and then you're bringing all these strangers' ick into your home. So I almost wonder if she's like a little bit of a germaphobe like me, and where she's like, don't touch my dog. I don't want anybody's nastiness coming into my house.
Mm. I mean, that's a theory, but when I spoke to her, it was very apparent that her dog bites people. She was like,
you know that you got a responsibility.
Because she was like, you got very lucky. You got like, and she was like, it was like a whole thing. And I'm like, I profusely apologize.
Here's Candace. Hey, Candace, good morning. You're part of the Bert Show. Hello.
Good morning. Kristen, what if you were a 5-year-old child and didn't ask?
I mean, most days I act like one.
Yeah. Can you attack somebody's maturity level?
Still, yeah. Children don't ask.
Yeah, I know.
Children automatically run up, and that is very dangerous. She needs to be more responsible with her dog. I have a tiny 8-pound peek-a-poo that has never bit a person in her life. She was attacked at a dog park, so I don't take her out. But she loves people, and when people come over, she rolls over. But I always have that conscious in my mind that if there were children in my home, she could potentially bite them, because small dogs bite quicker than big dogs do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting.
If it's me, I'm not bringing that dog around people. And if I am, it's got a muzzle on it, because it's indicating to everybody, hey, you know what's going on, I know what's going on, and nothing needs to be said whatsoever. Is it just as offensive for your significant other to try to, quote unquote, fatten you up, put a little weight on you, as it is to say, hey, you know what? Maybe it's time for us to hit the gym a little bit. It's the same thing, because our producer, Mikey, is going through this right now.
Yeah, you know what? I'm living high on the horse, mister. I'm doing good.
Isn't it high on the hog?
High on the hog, baby.
I think Mikey's just high.
All right, here's the deal. My girlfriend, about 6 months ago, discovered a passion for cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great news for me. All I've eaten is fast food for 20 years. And now I'm eating right. I'm eating good. But just recently, I've come to realize I have a theory. I think that she didn't discover a passion for cooking. She discovered a passion for trying to shape me into a better man.
Put a little meat on your bones?
Yeah, put a little meat on my bones. So I've always been a weird alien Twiggy looking thing. Like my dad always said that I had SCLS, which is skinny chicken leg syndrome.
You're a little bit like the shape of that airy balloon you see out for car dealerships.
I'm a wacky waving inflatable arm tube man.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been eating like nobody's business. I've a list of things that she's been making me.
Okay.
Tell me when to stop. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Chicken shrimp Alfredo. Marry me chicken pasta. That one was a trick. mac and cheese. Creamy Parmesan chicken and rice. Mongolian beef. Meatballs. Crispy chicken breast with lemon, garlic, orzo. Salmon bowl. Steak quesadilla. Wings. Steak. Burgers.
Wow.
She's feeding me 2 to 3 times a day. And that's like a full-time job.
Yeah.
It's like you're a baby.
Yeah. Or like a 4-H animal.
Yeah.
That's about to be shown over the weekend.
So every morning it's breakfast burritos, bacon, eggs on a tortilla. Get to lunchtime, she'll make me a grilled cheese, something good. Nighttime, that's the big one. She can't eat anything. So like 2 nights ago she made us burgers. She made me 2, her 1. She took 2 bites of her burger. And then it was up to me to eat the rest. So I had 3 burgers.
She doesn't like her cooking, or she just gets full quick, or what?
I think she just wants me to have more food.
Okay. So you're taking this personally. Like, she's trying to fat me up here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think she's trying to shape me into something I'm not. Oh, yeah. But also, my pants aren't fitting right anymore. This has never happened in my whole life. I walked out of here the other day, and I couldn't button my top button. I spent the whole day with my button undone.
It happens.
So,
have you addressed this with her and said, I'm putting weight on. Are you okay with this? Or do you think this is calculated because she doesn't like all that?
It's all. Yeah. No, we're not talking about it, but it's all implied. I know what she's up to. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at it, but
you know, you don't have to eat it.
It's amazing. I can't not.
Yeah, I get that part.
Good. Sure. But it's definitely strategic, sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm starting to believe everything that a woman does is strategic. They are so far in front of us.
I think so.
Hey, The Bird Show.